39.54 million, which is around 70.38%. Expenditure of funds transferred and 63.4% expenditure against the total conditional grant. Some of the challenges relate to agriculture. There are a number of challenges identified or slowed down the service delivery, procurement of services for individual projects, misunderstanding between the managers in national and provincial departments regarding the flexibility and power to change projects, shortage of specialized skills, etc. Page 17. National Treasury Infrastructure Grant. Expenditure on this grant, 351.87 million, equals to 198.59% expenditure of the funds received and 81.6% expenditure of the total conditional grant fund. The high demand to address the need in terms of the maintenance of the infrastructure project, coupled with the limited funds available, the limited professional skills available in the provincial level, definitely is a challenge for our province. Some of the intervention is improving expenditure trend is as a result of IG, and definitely is going to make an impact in the coming quarter and the coming financial year. And in conclusion, sir, Northwest Provincial Treasury enhanced control to monitor the impact on service delivery and actual expenditure on conditional grants and infrastructure development expenditure. And also the Treasury regularly meets the provincial departments to review their expenditure on spending on infrastructure and conditional grants. And definitely the IDEA program we really think is going to work in the province. Thank you.
Thank you very much. What's interesting again to note, FFC, you've always been arguing for the phasing in of conditional grants into the equitable share. If you look at the presentation here, almost every department has a conditional grant, which has been created from the equitable share. Even the Department of Environmental Affairs, etc., etc. I'm saying provinces argue against conditional grants. But all of a sudden, almost everyone, even the premier of the department, has a conditional grant. Very much interesting stuff. Yeah, even the legislature, you're right. Very much interesting stuff. I'm not sure really, John, these are some of the interesting things. I understand what you're saying, that they're using the... I'm saying, but essentially, all of them are saying conditional grants. No. But all of them now, they're creating the same conditional grants. And it would be interesting to also see how they deal with the conditions. I'm looking for them on page 9 of this one. If you look at MIDZ, the spending there is 22%. Then you've got Madibeng Rightport, 0%. Zero peace beneficiation is zero, etc. So I think it's an interesting one. Let's take because T is not yet ready, we're going for T. We'll take Mr. Shabalala from KZN. AJT. And when T is ready, we will then pray for T, then come back and then take questions on all the four presentations. And then take it from there. So Bongani, you're watching this stuff, eh? Don't just listen back there. You must watch this thing. You might want to come back and discuss them concretely. I mean, you really are arguing in favor, strongly in favor of all the, of these things. But then on the one hand, whilst you argue for these things, then people are also like reversing some of the gains we are making, which we thought we were making some gains in respect of some of these things. They are reversing the trend. Well, what informs that? We might want a serious Is tea ready? Or let's then take tea for 15 minutes and then come back.